Whenever I give presentations around the owl and the woodpecker, the first question I'm ever asked is, why the owl and the woodpecker? Why not the hummingbird and the sparrow, or the falcon and the warbler? The reason is that I've always been drawn to families of plants and animals with many members. The reason being that when you see many members of one family, you see how each has evolved from a common ancestor to take advantage of unique elements of habitat. So when you see a different color, a shape, a size, or behavior, you have the opportunity to ask yourself why. And the answer to that question are usually the elements that differentiate one habitat from another. And the thing that concerns me the most is in this time where the whole blandification of everything, every place is becoming the same, that people fail to see, or we all fail to see, one forest, one stand of trees from another. We see them as the same. And it's these different species of a similar family or the same family that help bring relief to the differences between these places. There are 19 owl species in North America. Almost every one is an indicator species. An indicator species being a species whose presence attests to the health of an ecosystem and whose populations going up or down tells you something about that system's health. Woodpeckers, there are 22 woodpecker species. Woodpeckers are also normally indicator species, but they have another role, a role as keystone species. Keystone species being species that alter their habitat for the benefit of other species, including more than half the owl species that rely upon woodpeckers for their nest cavities. So by looking at the owls and woodpeckers of North America and the relationships between the owls and woodpeckers and between these birds and elements of habitat and other animals and other plants, I found a way to describe habitats of North America, hopefully to help them come alive.